You are listening to the Old Life Podcast. For more, visit orangs.net or subscribe to this YouTube channel. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this flight simulator flight. I'm going to redo this flight, and if your plane is given, trying to take commands, and I'm not talking to it, but,
Command confirmations will be made.
Anyway. I've literally just started up, so I'm actually just going to say, do all checklists. Do all checklists.
Please wait.
Scroll back up.
Captain. Do you want me to run through all of the checklists as required?
Affirmative.
I will call out all of the checklists. Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Increase rate of speech. Increase speech rate.
I will be speaking at this rate.
Increase speech rate.
I will be speaking at this rate.
That might be a little bit affirmative. Affirmative.
We have an excessive amount of fuel for this flight. I strongly suggest that we perform fuel loading operations before engine startup.
Okay.
Speech mode off.
I will run down the pre-flight checklist. Parking brakes set? The parking brakes are on. Battery master switch on? The battery master switch is on. Are the panel lights set as required?
As required.
The panel lights are set as required. No smoking signs should be on.
No smoking on.
No smoking signs are on. Fire up the APU.
Fire up the APU.
The APU has been started. Captain, I am waiting for the exhaust gas temperature to rise. I'll continue with the checklist shortly.
Switch voice to Michelle. I can't do that.
Avionics on? The gear lever is correctly set. Transponder on standby.
Confirmed.
The transponder is set on standby. COM2 set to the emergency frequency of 121.5. COM2 set to the emergency frequency. The flaps are fully retracted. Spoilers fully retracted. The spoilers are fully retracted. Cut fuel flow. Check engine instruments.
Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Anti-ice as required.
As required.
The anti-ice settings are set as required. Aircraft lighting?
Confirmed.
All of the aircraft lighting is functioning properly. Check weather.
Get ATIS.
Please wait. Check weather.
Runway 2 warp in use. We have the weather.
Landing and departing runway 2 warp.
The weather information has been obtained. Altimeter setting?
Altimeter 3013.
Altimeter set to 30.13. Request IFR clearance.
Request IFR clearance.
Please wait.
Acknowledge.
Boeing November 737 Tango cleared Toronto Airport as filed. Fly runway heading, climb and maintain.
Request IFR clearance.
Departure on 121.0, squawk 1463.
Boeing 37. Tango.
We have IFR clearance.
Contact ground on 121.9.
We have received the clearance. Transponder set.
Confirmed.
The transponder has been properly set. Set altitude.
Climb and maintain 7,000.
Altitude set to 7,000. Navigation lights on?
Navigation lights on.
The navigation lights are on. Attention cabin crew. You can begin passenger boarding at this time. Captain, do we need to conduct fuel loading operations?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will order the fuel.
Go ahead.
Handler, we need to refuel before takeoff.
Roger.
Captain, the fuel truck is on its way. I'll inform you when the fuel loading operations have been completed. Our total fuel weight is 10,300 pounds, 4,682 kilos. Captain, the fuel loading operations have been completed. Please verify the numbers, then say confirmed.
Confirmed.
Captain, when you are ready for the before startup checklist, say resume checklists. The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
Let's just do it now. Resume checklists. Resume checklists.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Affirmative.
I will run down the before startup checklist. Confirm that all entry and cargo doors are secure.
Desktop. It's your plane version. Microsoft flights. Speech mode off.
Close doors.
Closing doors.
Confirmed.
All of the entry and cargo doors have been secured. Flight attendants, prepare for cross-check and all call. Captain, I will now welcome the passengers on board. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first officer speaking. The captain and I welcome you aboard, Pacifica, flight number 737, to Toronto. If you tune to channel 7 on your headset, I will be pointing out places of interest throughout our flight. We will be getting underway very shortly. Thank you. Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 1,538 gallons, 5,821 liters.
Confirmed.
Roger. The fuel quantity has been checked. Captain, do you wish to start the ACARS logging system at this time?
Affirmative.
The ACARS logging process has started. Captain, the fasten seat belt signs should be on. Fasten seat belts on.
Microsoft
elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. The throttles are idle. Captain, are the engine areas clear?
Confirmed.
The engine areas are clear. Anti-collision light on?
Anti-collision light on.
The anti-collision light is on. Captain, do we require a pushback?
Negative.
Understood. The before startup checklist has been completed.
Really, did it log? Did it? I hate the Windows, See, you know, even when I talk, it fucking
speech mode
I'm trying to talk to it.
Microsoft speech mode off. Speech mode talk. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Okay. James was asking, can anybody write something in audio games to help set it up? I may write a guide. It is a long process. But if you really want to do it, you know, like me, you know, you're kind of tired of Eurofly, are waiting for a translation that is not probably going to come.
The wheels
then,
are down.
You know,
landing gear down.
Piper, November 6793 Lima, clear 30 Golf Alpha, airport is filed. Fly runway heading, climb and maintain.
Control
gear down and locked. Everything is green.
Shit, that's not what I wanted to do. Press control what and what, Krishna? NVDA or the, for MBDA, probably, not voice recognition. That is what is fucking up now. When I'm talking, trying to explain stuff, it's doing like I just put the fucking landing gear down. Landing gear up. Hopefully, during the preset checklist, it'll fuck. No, because it's Windows, Windows doing stuff, you know, Windows bringing up the damn start menu, that's not a hit your plane thing, that is a, that's just a Windows voice recognition thing, just doing, you know, thinking I'm saying one thing and bringing up the damn start menu. Like, last night I launched freaking Eurofly when I was trying to do something. So let's hope that we don't crash, although this would be an interesting stream to do that on, because I don't know how to put the landing gear back up and it's not supposed to be down right now. That'll be interesting. Resume checklists.
Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Affirmative.
I will now run down the startup checklist. Fire up number 2.
Fire up number 2.
Starting number 2. Waiting for fuel flow on number 2.
I'd say you're looking at around $89.
Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 2.
Unfortunately,
confirming oil pressure number 2.
Is not in the demo.
Engine number 2 generator on.
Engine 2 generator on. See, Mom, what the fuck did I just shut it off? Because I just, see, this is the only problem I had. I think I just shut the fucking thing off. Fire up number 2.
Starting number 2.
Engine 2 generator on. What? Wow, that was fucking insane. Number 2 generator on.
Engine number 2 generator is on and checked. Fire up number 1.
Fire up number 1.
Starting number 1. Waiting for fuel flow on number 1.
I need to get Jaws then.
Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 1. Confirming oil pressure number 1. Engine number 1 generator on?
Number 1 generator on.
Engine number 1 generator is on and checked. Anti-ice as required.
As required.
The anti-ice settings are set as required. Shut down the APU.
Shut down the APU.
The APU has been shut down. Have you received the salute release signal?
Confirmed.
The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi check list?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the before taxi checklist. Flight controls.
Confirmed.
The flight controls free and correct. Taxi lights on?
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Standby instruments.
Confirmed.
The standby instruments have been set. Avionics set for departure?
Confirmed.
The avionics are set for departure. Autopilot off? The autopilot is off. The auto throttle is off. Airspeed set?
Confirmed.
Airspeed set. Flight director on? The flight director is on. Yaw damper?
Yaw damper on.
Yaw damper set and checked. Auto brake set to RTO.
Confirmed.
Auto brakes are set to RTO. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Request taxi clearance.
Request taxi clearance.
Please wait.
Ground, Boeing, November 737 Tango, with Foxtrot ready to taxi IFR.
Boeing, November 737 Tango, taxi 2 is hold short of runway 24, using taxiway Alpha. Contact tower on 118.1 when ready.
Acknowledge.
Taxi 2 and hold short runway 24.
We have taxi clearance.
Boeing 37 Tango.
Roger, taxi clearance has been obtained. Heading indicator set to take off heading?
Make heading 240. Make heading 240.
Heading set to 240. Roger. The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the taxi checklist. Captain. We are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left?
Affirmative.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes off.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to taxi.
Stop listening.
The taxi checklist has been completed.
Alrighty, cool. So. Stop listening and start listening do work, which is nice when I want to talk, but it's going to be rare that, you know, during a flight that I'm going to be able to do that. But Patrick Kelly was asking, how much does this all cost? And you're looking at about $89 for, well, actually, no, if you buy the simulator today, I heard that it was on sale for 10 something. Whereas it's normally $24. I'm kind of pissed that I bought it when I did, because I... But it's on Steam. Get the Microsoft Flight Simulator X Steam Edition with nothing else, no add-ons. We don't know if any of the aircraft that are offered on the Steam add-ons page for it are supported by it. Your plane? Probably not. But who knows? Anyway, start listening. Start listening. Oh shit, I'm gonna have to, start listening. Obviously, it's not going to, I need to go to the, I guess, the voice recognition thing.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Flights.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
End flight dialogue. Continue flight mode C. Rest. Microsoft Flight Sim desktop window. No next. Window speech recognition grouping. No next. Graphic. Microphone mode.
Have here.
Press. Taskbar. Yep. Center 01 column 2. Microsoft Flight.
See, now can I? Alright, it's listening. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the before takeoff checklist. Flight attendants. Prepare for takeoff.
Top Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Top Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Oh shit, I forgot the taxi. Mike, left taxi and hold short of runway 24. Mike, let's taxi and hold short of runway 24.
Roger. Taxi 2, and hold short. Captain, we're holding short.
Did it fucking...
Speech mode deep.
It's a taxi 2 and hold short.
Speech mode talk.
Taxi
Microsoft
two.
Flight Simulator X.
Mike. Let's taxi to and
Captain,
hold short of runway 24.
Ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Sorry.
That runway does not exist
bullshit.
In your local database.
Speech mode off.
Hopefully, that must mean that it, and why did the...
Speech mode beeps.
The
speech mode
fucking
off.
Engine sound
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Taskbar. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Yeah, that's... Flaps 10.
Flaps set to 10. Spoilers fully retracted.
No,
the spoilers are fully
add,
retracted.
Add, like, sound
flight
something.
Instruments.
Confirmed.
The flight instruments have been checked. Check engine instruments.
Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Captain, confirm that we have the correct V1, VR, V2 takeoff data. V1, 120. VR, 125. V2, 128.
Confirmed.
We have the V1 VR V2 data, in hand. Navigation equipment?
Confirmed. Why are my engine sounds off?
The navigation equipment is functioning properly. Request takeoff clearance.
Request takeoff clearance.
Please wait.
Erie Tower, Boeing, November 737 Tango, ready to go. Runway 24, IFR to Toronto. Boeing, November 737 Tango, clear for takeoff. Runway 24.
Acknowledge.
Clear for takeoff, runway 24, Boeing, November 737.
We have takeoff clearance.
Roger. PTOT heater set as required.
There we go. We got cockpit view. Alright, I think we're good now. Krishna told me to hit us. So what are we gonna say again? Alright, so we got takeoff. we now need to resume checklists.
PTOT heater set as required.
As required.
Landing lights on?
Landing lights on.
The landing lights are on. Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off. Strobe lights on?
Strobe lights on.
The strobe lights are on. Transponder on auto?
Confirmed.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is running.
Confirmed.
The before takeoff checklist has been completed.
Yeah, blind pilot mode is
on. Do you
on
want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklists?
Blind pilot mode on.
Blind pilot assistance has been activated.
Yeah, it was on before though. Affirmative.
Roger. I will execute the takeoff and climb out checklists. Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. Would you like me to maintain an optimized airspeed throughout the flight?
Affirmative.
Roger, I'll take care of the airspeed. Captain, it's your plane. Release parking brakes. Ready when you are.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released.
Apply takeoff thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust. Knots. V1. Rotate. V2. Positive rate of climb. Gear up.
Contact your departure.
Auto throttle on. Airspeed set.
Acknowledge.
Autopilot on. Altitude hold on.
121.0 for Boeing 37 Tango.
Heading hold on. Flaps
contact five. Next tower.
Flaps up and trim. Aircraft clean. 2000, 1500, 240. Switching over now. Going to 121.0.
Make heading 040.
040. Roger.
Resume GPS navigation.
Boeing 37 Tango, acknowledge.
Roger, resuming GPS navigation.
Acknowledge. Turn left heading 070.
4000, 1900, 248.
Turn left heading 070.
Captain, I have set the navigation GPS switch to navigation 070. Five thousand, 1800, 258.
Well, there's a couple people here that do manual flight with controllers. Just use IYP as, you know, tell them what's going on. Altitudes and whatnot.
6000, 1800, 261.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Windows help.
Oh, fuck off, Windows help.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Acknowledge.
Climb and maintain 15000. Boeing 37.
Climb and maintain
7500. 262. Copy. Up to 15000. Current heading 070.
Speech mode beeps.
8,000. 1,800.
Microsoft Flight Simulator. Retro, yep, standard 01. It's your plane version 501, column 3. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Getting that crack on.
Nine thousand, 1,800, 245.
Boeing 37 Tango, contact Cleveland Center on 132.4.
Contact, acknowledge. Acknowledge.
132.4, Boeing 37 Tango.
Contact next tower.
Switching over now. Going to 132.4.
Cleveland Center, Boeing November 737 Tango is at 1,
check landing lights.
100, climbing 15,000. Boeing November 737 Tango, Cleveland Center, Roger, altimeter 3013.
Landing lights off.
The landing lights are off. Eleven thousand, 1,800, 251. Thousand, 2,000 even, 260.
This would be IFR, Krishna.
Thousand, 2,000 even, 260.
Beach 87 Charlie, contact Toronto Center on 135.3.
Going to 135.3, Beach 87 Charlie.
Thousand, 2,300, 262. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer. I have turned off the pass and seatbelt sign and you are free to move about the aircraft. However, while in your seats, I suggest that you do as we do up front, and keep your seatbelts fastened at all times.
Acknowledge.
Thank you. 15,700.
Top Microsoft
270.
Direct X.
Speech mode off. Level at 15,000.
Orbit 1901, Cleveland Center. Roger.
Acknowledge.
Climb and maintain, flight level 210, Boeing 37 Tango.
Climb and maintain, flight level 210.
Climb and maintain, flight level 210. Roger. Thousand, 2,700, 278. Seventeen thousand, 2800, 279er. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking. Please ensure that you are in your seats with your seatbelt securely fastened, as we are expecting some turbulence up ahead. Thank you. 19,000, 2800, 283. Captain, I have set the altimeter to standard.
Acknowledge? Acknowledge.
125.2, Boeing 37 Tango.
Contact next tower.
Switching over now. Going to 125.2.
Cleveland Center, Boeing
21,500. 293.
Level
at 21,000.
Cleveland Center, Roger. Boeing 37 Tango, turn left heading 025.
Acknowledge.
Cleveland Center, Bombardier November 4679er Foxtrot with you.
Bombardier November 4679er Foxtrot, Cleveland Center, Roger.
Acknowledge.
Bombardier 260. Contact Toronto Center on 128.275.
Acknowledge.
Folks, this is your first officer speaking. We have reached our planned cruising altitude of 21,000 feet. Our current ground speed is 781 kilometers per hour, or 485 miles per hour. Our estimated flying time to Toronto will be approximately 23 minutes. We're happy to have you aboard with us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of our short flight. Thank you.
Make heading 025.
025. Roger. Captain, I recommend that we execute the cruise checklist.
Cruise checklist.
Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist? Roger. I will perform the cruise checklist. Flight instruments.
Acknowledge. What the fuck?
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Flight planner.
No, I brought up the flight planner when I said acknowledge. Are you serious?
Microsoft. Flight simulator press.
Well, I said the instructions.
Speech mode off.
Say again.
Flight instruments.
Confirmed.
The flight instruments have been checked. Check engine instrument.
Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 998 gallons, 3,777 liters.
Confirmed.
Roger. The fuel quantity has been checked. Radio set.
Confirmed.
The radios are properly set. Checklist completed. Current heading 025.
025, descend and maintain 14,000.
Cleveland Center, orbit 34906, with you, flight level 240.
Orbit 34906, Cleveland Center, roger.
Acknowledge.
Turn left, heading 025, descend and maintain 14,000.
Turn left, heading 025.
025. Current heading 025.
Descend and maintain 13,000.
Descend and maintain 13,000. Roger. Captain, this might be a good time to do the descent checklist.
Boeing 37 Tango, please expedite your descent to 14,000. Orbit 34906. Contact Cleveland Center on 132.4.
Send and maintain 14,000. Descend and maintain 14,000.
Copy. Down to 14,000.
Approach
20,000, minus 1900, 325.
Descent checklist.
Roger. I will perform the descent checklist as required. Anti-ice as required.
As required.
The anti-ice settings are set as required. Radio set.
Confirmed.
The radios are properly set. Prepare the arrival data for Charlie, Yankee, Yankee, Zulu. 19,000, minus 1,600, 312.
I guess it's pretty much that word. Approach checklist.
Roger. We'll do the approach and landing checklists. Do you want me to assist you? Captain, I have set the altimeter to QNH. The current QNH is 3005. 1018 millibars. Captain, we're approaching the destination airport. You have control of the airspeed. It's your plane. Current indicated airspeed, 285 knots.
Affirmative.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. Select correct auto brake setting. Auto spoilers on.
Auto spoilers on.
The auto spoilers are on. Radio set. The radios are properly set. Navigation GPS on navigation. Properly set on navigation. Setting airspeed to 200.
Turn left heading 340. Descend and maintain 14,000. Expect vectors ILS. Runway 24, left.
17,000, minus 1,600, 284.
Climb and maintain flight level 250, orbit 5777.
Cleveland Center, orbit 1901.
Flaps 2.
Orbit 1901, Cleveland Center, roger.
Flaps 5.
Load the ILS frequency for
16,000,
runway 24.
Minus 1,600, 231. Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Bullshit. Contact tower.
Contact Cleveland Center on 132.4.
Flaps 10.
Load the ILS.
Setting your speed to 180.
Runway 24.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Oh my gosh.
Flaps 15. 15,000, minus 1,400, 202. Setting airspeed to 170.
Load the ILS approach frequency for runway 24.
Sorry, that runway does not exist. Captain, I will be calling out AGL altitudes.
Load the ILS approach frequency for runway 24 left.
13,900 on approach. Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 111.905 for runway 24 left. I have set the course to 236.
Orbit 5777. Climb and maintain flight level 270.
Climb and maintain flight level 270. Orbit 5777.
Orbit 5777. Contact Cleveland Center on 125.875.
Going to 125.875, orbit 5777.
13,400 on approach.
Orbit 1901, contact Toronto Center on 128.275.
128.275. Orbit 1901.
Thirteen thousand four hundred on approach.
Oh no, did I load the ILS frequency at the correct time? Maybe I did it too early. Acknowledge.
Turn left heading 340, descend and maintain 14,000. Expect vectors ILS, runway 24 left approach, Boeing 37 Tango.
Oh shit, turn left heading 210.
13,400 on approach.
Did he fucking do it? Turn left heading 210.
210.
Boeing 37 Tango, please expedite your turn to heading 340.
Make heading 340. Make heading 340.
Bearing 340. 13,400 on approach. Current heading 340. Thirteen thousand four hundred on approach.
Boeing 37 Tango, turn left heading 340, descend and maintain 5,000.
Turn left heading 340.
Heading set to 340. Roger.
Descend and maintain
current
5,000.
Heading 340. Descend and maintain 5,000. Roger.
Boeing 37 Tango.
Acknowledge.
Turn left heading 340. Descend and maintain 5,000. Boeing
13,300 on approach. Approach.
Cleveland Center, orbit 1901 with you, flight level 271.
Orbit 1901, Cleveland Center, roger.
Contact next tower.
10,900 on approach. Aye, aye, Captain.
126.5.
Going to 125.2.
37 Tango.
Check landing lights.
Landing lights on.
Orbit 1901. Contact.
The landing lights are on.
124.925.
Oh shit! I forgot to acknowledge the last contact.
Going down. 124.925. Orbit 1901. Cleveland Center. Orbit 1901. With you.
Orbit 1901. Cleveland Center. Roger.
9,700 on approach. $8,500 on approach.
Alright, so we're almost gonna level out at 5,000 and may have fucked up because I didn't acknowledge the instruction to switch the tower. And this tower hasn't given me any approach instructions yet.
$7,300 on approach.
Cleveland Center, Cessna, November
97.07.10
miles southwest of Charlie Delta Uniform Niner. Request IFR to Pittsburgh. Ready to go.
Contact next tower.
November 97.08.07.
Roger. Going to 126.5.
$6,100
on approach.
Roger. Altimeter 2995.
Set altimeter 2995.
Altimeter 2995. Roger.
What the fucking hell is that beeping? It's your plane. Manage airspeed. It's your plane.
4,800 on approach.
Shit, why? There we go. I was gonna say. I better fucking increase the damn speed.
$4,400 on approach.
It said descend and maintain 5,000. Why the fuck is it? Descend and maintain 5,000.
Copy. Down to 5,000.
Oh, okay. So it's, I keep forgetting that it's probably flight level 5,000.
Calling 37 Tango. Contact Toronto's approach on 133.4.
Acknowledge.
133.4, Boeing 37 Tango.
Contact next tower.
4,400 on approach. Going to 133.4.
Toronto approach, Boeing November 737 Tango with you.
Boeing November 737 Tango, Toronto approach, roger, altimeter 2996.
Set altimeter 2996.
29.96. Done.
No, what was it, Zach? Christian actually said it was a stall alarm, so I didn't know.
4,400 on approach.
Acknowledge.
Point 124.925, Boeing 37 Tango.
Contact next
4,400 on approach. Going to 124.92.
Toronto Center, Boeing November 737 Tango with you. Boeing November 737 Tango, Toronto Center, roger. Altimeter 2996.
So we're in Toronto airspace, we should be not having to contact any more towers.
4,400 on approach.
Acknowledge.
On approach.
Point 133.4, Boeing 37 Tango.
I thought I did that. Contact next tower. Contact next tower.
Switching over now. Going to 133.4.
Toronto approach, Boeing November 737 Tango, with you 5,000. Boeing November 737 Tango, Toronto approach, roger, altimeter 2,900.
4,400 on approach.
Turn right heading 020. Acknowledge.
Heading set to 020. Roger.
Turn right heading 020. Boeing 37 Tango. Beach Hotel Sierra Sterling. Contact Toronto Center on 124.
4,400 on approach.
124.925.
The localizer's alive. Current heading 020.
Toronto departure, Beach Charlie Golf Hotel Sierra Charlie with you 10,000. Beach Charlie Golf Hotel Sierra Charlie.
4,400 on approach.
Altimeter 3004.
I didn't get any ATC instructions with the localizer yet. That's... Huh.
Charlie. Contact Bravo approach on 128.275.
4,400 on approach.
128.275. Beach Hotel, Sierra Charlie.
You never use Microsoft ATC, Zach? I mean, I guess you always use... I need to get radar contact at some point. But, I might need to find like a torn or something. I spent like fucking $24 and $60 on MYP, and now I spent another $40 on radar contact.
$4,400 on approach.
Boeing 37 Tango, turn left heading 325.
Turn left heading 325. Acknowledge.
Heading set to 325. Roger.
Turn left heading 325. Boeing 37 Tango.
Yeah, I think I set the IRS approach frequency way too early.
4,400 on approach.
That's what that is. I set the... And I don't even know what to set it back to, or how to set it back.
$4,400 on approach.
Boeing 37 Tango, turn right heading 3.
Current heading 206.
Turn right heading 360.
360.
Boeing 37 Tango, acknowledge last transmission.
Acknowledge.
Turn right heading 360, Boeing 37 Tango.
4,400 on approach.
I guess right now would be a good time to do the landing and approach, because we're not even... close. Well, I guess we had localizers. Localizers alive, but that's not, it went perfectly last night, of course, when I wasn't broadcasting.
4,400 on approach. Current heading 360. $4,400 on approach.
Hey, can you shut up now? I like, oh, I pre get it.
$4,400 on approach.
Yeah, I think Zach, we heard them a lot way earlier than well, at least last night I heard them way earlier, like, than I do now. Like, this is just crazy.
Four 1,400 on approach.
Turn left heading 325. Acknowledge.
325.
Turn left heading 325. Boeing 37 Tango.
Current heading 325. 4,500 on approach. Thousand 400 on approach.
Oh, control on Windows is the listening shortcut. Well, shit, I forgot what the
Boeing 37 Tango, descend and maintain 3,000.
Fine, descend and maintain 3,000. Descend and maintain 3,000.
Descend and maintain 3,000. Roger.
Boeing 37 Tango, did you copy? Descend
yes.
And maintain 3,000. Boeing 37 Tango.
4,400 on approach.
Boeing 37 Tango, you are 23 miles northeast, turn left, heading 265. Descend and maintain 3,000. Cleared ILS. Runway 24 left approach, maintain 3,000. Hotel established on the local.
Make heading 265. Make heading 265.
Heading set to 265. Roger.
Acknowledge. Descend and maintain 3,000.
3,200 on approach. Copy. Down to 3,000. The glide slope's alive. Current heading 265. Thousand 500 on approach.
Basically, go in the setting and maintain
2,400 on approach.
Basically, is what it says. So control Windows. This is Maybe it's different on Windows 10. Approach checklist. Well, I did that. Approach checklist.
2,400 on approach.
Approach checklist.
3,000, minus 100, 170. Roger. We'll do the approach and landing checklists.
I did those earlier, though.
Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Level at 3,000. Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. Select correct auto brake setting.
Confirmed.
The localizer's alive. Switching to ILS approach mode. Auto spoilers on.
Auto spoilers on.
The auto spoilers are on. Radio set.
Confirmed.
The glide slope's alive. Locked on the localizer. Heading preset to runway heading. The radios are properly set. Navigation GPS on navigation. Properly set on navigation. Flaps 2. Flaps 5.
Alright, there we go. I think,
Flaps 10.
I think we're good now.
Setting airspeed to 180.
And yeah, I get that.
We have captured the glide slope. Flaps 15. Setting airspeed to 170. Flaps 25. Landing gear down.
Beach, Victor, Victor, uniform.
Captain,
contact, Toronto,
I will be calling out AGL altitudes. Setting airspeed to 150. Gear down and locked. Everything is green. Flaps 30. Captain, please ensure that the parking brakes are off, the auto brakes are set, and the auto spoilers are armed.
Parking brakes off. Parking brakes off.
Don't forget to contact the tower.
Contact tower.
Parking brakes have been released.
Contact tower.
1,400.
Oh my god. Contact tower. Really? You know,
I'd like to request that our flight attendants be seated at this time.
Contact tower.
We'll be landing shortly. Thank you. 1,100.
I didn't get Clint. Contact tower.
1,000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane.
Yeah, we didn't get clearance, dickhead. Contact tower. Well, I guess we can. Oh my god.
700.
Contact tower. Oh, it's too late now.
Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown, so that we can contact ground operations. We have a starboard side crosswind component of 3 knots. Approaching minimums. 500.
Well, we're 500 feet. Way too late to contact the fucking tower now. I'll try again, though. Contact tower.
400. Auto throttle off. Indicator
contact
airspeed is off.
Contact tower. Okay.
Reverse thrust on.
Oh, so we're down?
Reverse thrust. Off. Spoilers fully retracted. Flaps up. Auto brakes off. Autopilot off.
So it's
okay,
interesting. It didn't even
down.
Say, like...
Captain, it's your plane.
20 or 10 or, 50, 20 or 10, you know, stuff like that.
Toronto approach.
Going to 131.87.
I didn't
the approach and landing checklists have been completed.
Okay.
It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure. What? Oh, contact ground. Oh, I gotta taxi to the gate now. Well, but yeah, I gotta contact ground now, though. Contact ground. Really? When it said it's my pleasure, did it just fucking exit? Are you serious? Please help me. Yeah, I think fucking IYP exit.
Captain, once we're clear of the runway and have selected the gate or parking area, I will run down the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist. I can also maintain a reasonable taxi speed to the parking area. Just say, maintain taxi speed. When you apply the brakes, I will cease controlling the taxi speed, but you can say, maintain taxi speed, at any time.
Yeah, but how do I contact ground manually, Zach?
There will be uniform customer service.
Contact ground.
Any questions you may have regarding the airport. On behalf of our flight deck and especially my colleagues working with me in the cabin this evening, thank you for flying on. We appreciate your business. We wish you a pleasant day.
Like, are we at the freaking ramp so we can, like, is it fully parked? Like, I don't... I think, I can't contact ground. Let me see if I can hit one.
Pacifica 5612, continue taxi.
Roger, Pacifica 5612.
Toronto ground, Boeing, November 737 Tango. Ready to taxi. Touch and go with Lima. Boeing November 737 Tango. Taxi 2 and hold short of runway 24 left.
Oh no, not fucking
Delta
taxi.
Six, Delta,
you wanna
Charlie
park?
Two, Charlie Delta 7. Contact tower on 118.7.
Roger.
When ready.
I will perform the landing.
No, you fucker. taxi to Mike, taxi to and hold short of runway 24. How do I, like...
Taxi, hold short, runway 24, left, via taxiway Delta 6, Delta Charlie 2, Charlie Delta, Delta 7, Boeing 37 Tango.
Alright. Mike, let's taxi and hold short of runway 24.
Roger. Taxi 2, and hold short.
Sink rate. Pull
Captain,
up.
We're
what
holding short.
Pull up.
What the flying fuck? Wow, that cabin music off. Cabin music off.
Cabin music off.
So what the fuck? That was just a weird thing. Please help me.
Captain, once we're clear of the runway and have selected a gate or parking area, I will run down the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist. I can also maintain a reasonable taxi speed to the parking area. Just say, maintain taxi speed. When you apply the brakes, I will cease controlling the taxi speed, but you can say, maintain taxi speed, at any time.
So, should I try taxiing again? Because I don't know what the fuck happened there. Mike, let's taxi to and hold short of runway 24. Mike, let's taxi and hold short of runway 24.
Folks, on behalf of Pacifica Airlines, the captain, and I would like to welcome you to Toronto, where the local time is 25 minutes past
right, 1. So, I don't get what that was before.
Please remain in your seats until we have come to a complete stop at the gate and have turned off the seatbelt sign. Thank you. Roger. Taxi 2, and hold short. Captain. We're holding short.
Alright, shit. So, I don't know what,
The panel lights are on.
And it's doing shit that I don't want it to do. It doesn't need to. So it must be parking, so I, it's pretty, just have to wait. Can I contact ground? Contact ground.
Please wait. Going to 121.9er. Captain, we are exiting the runway now.
Alright, finally.
Sink rate. Pull up.
We're exiting the runway and I have no clue what the fuck that was. Because that never happened. I just let whatever the fuck that sound was go, and I don't know what that's all about. What that fucking pull-up shit was. Cabin music on.
Cabin music on. Folks, on behalf of Pacifica Airlines, we welcome you to Toronto, where the local time is 30 minutes past 1. Please remain in your seats until we have come to a complete stop at the gate and have turned off the seatbelt sign. Thank you.
Starting to cabin music off. Cabin music off.
Cabin music off.
So I did that again, eh? I did the welcoming passengers thing again. I think voice recognition fucked me up somewhere. Contact ground.
Please wait. Going to 118.0.
Request taxi to the gate.
Toronto ground, Boeing November 737 Tango, taxi to the gate.
Boeing November 737 Tango, taxi to gate Charlie 39 via taxiway Juliet Foxtrot, Papa, runway 5, Hotel 3, Echo Sierra, Bravo 1, Alpha Kilo.
Mike, let's taxi to gate Charlie 39.
Captain, we are taxiing to gate, Charlie, 39.
Boeing 37 Tango, please acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Do you want me to run through the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist?
Charlie, 39, using taxiway Juliet, Foxtrot, Papa, runway 5.
Affirmative.
3, Echo, Sierra, Bravo, 1, Alpha, Kilo, Boeing 37 Tango.
Roger. Here's the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist. Strobe lights off?
Strobe lights off.
The strobe lights are off. Taxi lights on?
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Landing lights off?
Landing lights off.
The landing lights are off. Spoilers fully retracted.
Orbit 1479 are pulled.
The spoilers are fully retracted. Fire up the APU.
Hold position, orbit 1479.
Fire up the APU.
The APU has been started. Transponder reset to 1200.
Set transponder to 1200.
The autopilot is on.
Oh my. Confirmed.
The transponder has been set to 1200. Transponder on standby.
Transponder confirmed.
Transponder on.
Confirmed.
P-TOT heater off.
P-TOT heater off.
Elevator trim set for takeoff. P-TOT heater is off.
Confirmed.
Elevator properly set for takeoff. Captain, once we reach the gate, you can say resume checklists, and I will run down the parking checklist. The taxi to the gate or ramp checklist has been completed.
Well, 27 listeners, so this is really popular. Hopefully I can get some of you guys into, Flight Sim instead of, Eurofly, even though Eurofly is a good free
The instrument lights are on.
Shut the fuck up. Instrument lights off.
The instrument lights are off.
Hopefully we're actually moving to the gate. Please help me. Please help me.
As we approach the gate, I suggest that we turn off the taxi lights so as not to blind the ground crew. Once we have reached the gate, say, resume checklists, and I will run down the parking checklist.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Oh, come on, surely it doesn't take this long to approach a freaking gate. Shit, when I was flying for real, I don't think it took this fucking long. Or rather, a passenger in flight for real. Get current runway position. Oh, I thought I was at a little command so I can tell where the fuck where we are. Where are we? Eh. I think there's something wonky going on with the thing not telling me we're at the gate and something. I don't know. Let's see if we can resume checklist. Resume checklist. Resume checklists.
Do you want me to run down the parking checklist?
No, I guess. Affirmative. Affirmative.
Alpha Hotel, Quebec. Contact tower on 118.7 when ready.
Roger. Here's the parking checklist. Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Mark down and reset stopwatch reading. Then say checked or confirmed. Taxi lights off.
Confirmed.
Captain, we are now parked at gate.
Oh.
Charlie, 3-9. Do you want me to run down? Roger. Here's the parking checklist. Taxi
right, so
lights off. Mark down and reset stopwatch readings, then say checked or confirmed.
Confirmed.
Parking brakes set?
Confirmed.
The parking brakes are on. Cut fuel flow. Cut fuel flow.
Confirmed. Oh, what is it? Engine number 2, fuel off.
Engine number 2 fuel cutoff valve is off.
Number 1 fuel off.
Engine number 1 fuel cutoff valve is off. The fasten seat belt signs should be off.
Fasten seat belts off.
Fasten seat belts off. Anti-collision light off.
Anti-collision light off.
The anti-collision light is off. Anti-ice off.
Anti-ice off.
Anti-ice as required.
Oh.
Yaw damper off.
Yaw damper set. Off.
Yaw damper off. Flight director off.
Toronto ground, orbit 5.
Flight director off.
The flight director is off. Flight attendants, prepare for cross-check. Captain, after all of the passengers have disembarked, if you want to set the aircraft to cold and dark, say, resume checklists, and I will run down the shutdown checklist. Doors opened. The parking checklist has been completed. You may wish to save your car's data now by saying, save a car's data. Cabin music on.
Save a car's data.
The ACARS data has been saved to your local drive. Please check the ACARS folder, under IYP logs. Would you like to upload your ACARS data?
Affirmative.
Please wait. Your ACARS data has been uploaded to our servers. You will receive a notification by email if any errors were detected. Thank you.
I like get.
Speech mode off. It's your plane version 5 row 1 column my taskbar. Microsoft Flight Simulator X row 1 column 1.
Nah, I can't stop that correctly. Damn it.
Toronto ground, Boeing November 737 Tango. Request taxi for straight out departure with Hilo.
Boeing November 737 Tango. Taxi to and hold short of runway 24. Right using taxiway Delta Victor Charlie Delta. Contact tower on 118.35 when ready.
Tell me to do something? Acknowledge?
Taxi 2 and hold short runway 24 right using taxiway Delta.
Yeah, that's, we're way ahead of you, dude. Is that ATC? Damn it, stop crackling. Alright, now we are ready for resume checklists. I have no clue what ATC wanted, but resume checklists.
Do you want me to go through the shutdown checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. Shutdown checklist. Cabin music off. Shut down the APU.
Shut down the APU.
The APU has been shut down. Avionics off?
Avionics off.
Avionics off? Navigation lights off?
Navigation lights off.
The navigation lights are off. Panel lights off. Battery master switch off.
Battery master switch off.
The panel lights are on. The battery master switch is off. The shutdown checklist has been completed. The panel lights are off.
Mike, thank you. Mike, goodbye and thank you. Mike, goodbye and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain.
So, that was it. And then now the, we have a cold and dark 737. And that was it. Little hiccups on the way, but we got two of them. And I'll be doing more. I will be doing more flights. I think we're going to be having dinner soon. I smell dinner cooking. I definitely hope that you guys enjoyed this. I hope that if anybody wants me to, I will write a guide on audiogames.net how to set this all up. It's tricky. It's your plane is gonna take you about a day or so, maybe possibly, to set up. And oh, three listeners. Three listeners now, but total listeners 92 in this entire session. Definitely appreciate everybody. I definitely hope to be doing this in the future. Like I said, I'll probably be doing I'll be doing two more flights, you know, tonight, tomorrow, depending on we have non-towered flights to deal with, and then we're going to be dealing with the IYP tour system, which the first tour has me doing some rather interesting as the first standalone tour has you doing some interesting scenarios with a Cessna that are not normal. As a matter of fact, it kind of reminds me of when the first airplane was invented, like the first flight of the first ever airplane in like 1903 or whatever. The kind of scenario that you have, that this author Andre or whatever his name is, how's you going through with the Cessna, kind of reminds me of that, because you're not flying it in an airport, you're flying into this field or whatever. I kind of hope that the blind mode kind of supports that. We'll see, I guess. But James has said, you know, he'd rather play this than Eurofly. Now that I've actually played it, you know, I know now that we're getting new stewardesses or whatever in Eurofly, we just got a new stewardess, new airports, I see, new version. It's getting updated. I mean, it'll be interesting to see in like a year or two what it'll be. You know, Peter's translation is really what I want in that game. I mean, to be honest with you, the book in English is just too much. The emphasis on Europe for the missions is just, I don't know, I don't like it. I'm going to do this. Robert made this 268 flight trip around the world, which is going to be a lot better than the 80 flights you have to do for, well, I guess 80 missions, but I guess 80 flights total you have to do for Eurofly, which is not a complete trip around the world, it's just random destinations in Europe and other places. Mostly Europe for like half the game, and then good, mission 50, you finally get to go, or 60, you get to go to the US finally. Anyway, I will be back later with more flight simulator goodness, and we will talk to you all later. Do they have all airports updated and flight sim, Patrick Kelly's asking? I'm pretty freaking sure. Like, I don't think there's any airport, especially in the U.S. There's add-ons you can get that like have, like I was reading about this island somewhere where it was like the whole thing about it is that it's got volcanoes and it's got all this like interesting weather conditions. I mean, there are add-ons that people are making if they want their airports. because they create the user weather for them, depending on even for the trip around the world that I'm going to be doing, is going to be based on the weather conditions of when he was flying, because the developer of Itch a Plane, Robert, apparently flew all these flights, and he made the weather in the flight plan the weather of his particular the weather of the particular day. I will say too that this Cessna tour that we're going to be doing later was actually on my birthday in 2008. At least the date and time is set on my birthday in 2008. So that's kind of an interesting little tidbit. January 15th, 2008, I forgot what time it is, but interesting little kind of tidbit there. I will see you guys all later. I will be coming on again later tonight. I will let everybody know on Twitter what's up. And yeah, Patrick Kelly commenting on the fact that the weather in Eurofly is BS, and yeah, it really is. I do have a flight from Los Angeles to Seattle that I made, my first flight plan that I made, that with real weather, which I might fly through that in my next flight, but that's going to take 3 hours in a Lear 45. That's just going to take 3 hours. I might have to, like, do that in the morning tomorrow or something if I want to do it the right way. I kind of want to do that now that the ATC seems to be working for me and I can actually acknowledge and do stuff. So, with all that being said, I enjoy everybody's company today, and I will stop broadcasting, and I'll be back probably in a couple hours. See you then. And now I'll stop the podcast. Hope everybody enjoyed this podcast, and I will archive more of these streams. I'll see you. I will see you all in the next podcast. You just listened to an O-Life podcast. For more episodes, visit orinks.net, O-R-I-N-K-S.net, or subscribe to this YouTube channel. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.